Beloved radio friends, we greet you again in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus as we continue our meditation and study upon the future of the Gentile nations. We shall read a short portion out of Daniel chapter 2, verses 31 through 35. Daniel telling the king Nebuchadnezzar, "Thou, O king, sawest and beheld a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, and his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hand, which smote the image upon his feet, that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold, broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth." May God bless the reading of his word and the declaration of this dream that certainly is the comprehensive revelation of the Gentile powers from the time of the Babylonian captivity to the end of the Gentile age, which will be the second coming of Christ. My beloved radio listeners, may I impress you upon this fact, that in the short space of these verses, five verses of scripture, God has given to us through the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, a history of approximately 2,500 or more years, the reign of Gentile dominion upon the earth. We might be reminded that God's purposes for Israel were to make them a nation that would rule upon the earth and manifest his righteousness and declare his name throughout all the nations. But Israel, as the history of the Old Testament tells us, undoubtedly has failed. One of the great divine judgments upon the failure of Israel was the Babylonian captivity. And may I say, please may I say, a most unusual fact, that since the days of Nebuchadnezzar until the year 1948 AD, Israel never ruled their land as a nation or as a kingdom. And how significant that you and I are seeing in the past 20 and more years the reign of the nation of Israel in their land again. It indicates there is a coming closing end to the Gentile age. For when Israel comes into the limelight of prophetic events again, certainly the dream of Nebuchadnezzar is about to be finally accomplished in its declared purposes. Now the dream that was given to him, we have stated and restated again, it was the image or the outline of a man. It indicates man's rule through the Gentile nations of the earth, having dominion over this present scene. That there was a deterioration in the power and majesty of the reigning over the earth is indicated by the four separate parts given to the image. The head was of gold, the breast and the arms of silver, the belly and thigh of brass, the legs of iron, and his feet part of iron and clay. So deterioration is thus seen in the image from the head to the feet, as signified by the different metals. But let not forget that at the end of this little section, the last part of, well, verses 34 and 35, tell us there was a stone. And this stone cut out without hands, smote the image upon its feet. And the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried that chaff away, and no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, filling the whole earth. Keep before your mind the four parts of the image, the head of gold, the breast of and arms of silver, belly of fire brass, legs of iron and feet part of iron and clay, and the manifestation of a stone, for that stone is symbolical of the Lord Jesus Christ at his second coming, when he will be a stone of judgment to the nation. He will be a stone of destruction to the nation. And he will be a stone of expanding power. His kingdom will cover the earth. Now let us follow on and note the interpretation that Daniel gave in detail concerning the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. And consider with me the specific parts of the image. We have Daniel saying in verse 36 and 37 and 38 these words. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art the king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. The majesty and the glory of Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom is indicated by Daniel's declaration. Thou art the king of kings. Thou art this head of gold. Now may I remind my listener that the glory of the Babylonian Empire and the glory of Nebuchadnezzar's reign in particular was one that has never been equaled for majesty and glory, as indicated by the quality of this metal describing the head. It was a head of gold. And then if you note very carefully, the 38th as well as the 37th verse certainly declares that by divine authority he was supreme monarch over all the kings of the earth. Then if you follow with me, we find that Daniel states in verse 39, after thee shall arise another kingdom, inferior to thee. Now we find this signifies, undoubtedly, the second section of the image. Following the head of gold, there, as we have read, there was the breast and the arms made of silver. The breast and the arms of silver denote the inferior kingdom, as far as the glory of it, of the Medes and the Persians, which followed the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar. And you and I need not go out of the Bible to know that the kingdom of the Medes and Persians followed the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar and the glory of the Babylonian realm. But though the breast and arms of silver denote the inferior character of the kingdom, may I remind you, the kingdom of the Medes and Persians was not inferior in territory, but rather in glory. And the Babylonian kingdom ended in judgment. You may have read, and I trust you're acquainted with, the fifth chapter of this book of Daniel, where Belshazzar, the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, terminated the kingdom of Babylon, and he himself was destroyed, and Darius, the king of the Medes and Persians, took the kingdom and the Medes and the Persians began ruling. But now note the words of Daniel, rather, as he speaks to Nebuchadnezzar, giving the interpretation. Verse 39 of Daniel 2. After thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee. Then Daniel continues to declare, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. The belly and the thigh of brass, and as the word of God declares, was the Grecian kingdom. Now you don't need to go out of the Bible to find that it was the Grecian kingdom. You read in the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel, a similar prophecy and vision was given to Daniel of another faith, but covering the same event. And God even named the kingdom. Now may I point out something unique. When God named the kingdoms to Daniel in chapter 7, Daniel was still under the reign of the Babylonian Empire. And though it mattered not that these kingdoms had not yet arisen and come into existence as world kingdoms, God named them. Now God can name and state history before it takes place. Oh my beloved, let's realize that. And the third kingdom was the Grecian kingdom of Alexander the Great, which we now know from history. And his kingdom was one of military power and rule, but it was less glorious than the Medes and the Persians, as signified by the metal of brass. Now the fourth phase of the vision, the fourth kingdom in verse 40 we are told, shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. Iron is a common metal, but it is so inferior in value. It is much stronger than gold. It is much stronger than silver. It is much stronger than brass. And this indicates the great strength of the Roman Empire, which was the fourth kingdom of a world power that appeared. Now this was the image in all of its specific parts, telling of all the Gentile powers which were yet to come, as God tells history, before the events of history have even taken place. My beloved, pay attention to what God tells us of the future in His Word. Shall we pray? Father, we thank Thee for Thy Word, it giveth light and understanding. May we take it in, for Thy glory, in Jesus' name, Amen.